From the Radio Ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas, it's the Bombastic Blogcast for Monday, December 16th, 2024. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
Yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth, the kid with the patriotic red, white, and blue eyes, and one heck of a nice guy. And since it is Monday, let's do the Monday March back to work. Maybe an abbreviated week for you, but just the same, you gotta hold your backbone straight, your shoulders back, keep a prayer on your lips, and everything's gonna be okay. Let's get things officially started with
the Daily Datagram.
You've got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. It says here, a smile is contagious. Just smile at someone and see their reaction. Yeah. And if they don't smile back, at least you know you don't want to be them.
That's right.
All right, let's move along now to the so-called educational part of this big blogcast.
Twisted History.
This is it.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
Oh, I assume so.
Some cool, some not so cool. Just the same, you need to know your Twisted History.
Okay.
You might be quizzed.
Really? I doubt that very seriously. All right, kids, it was on this day in 1773. The Boston Tea Party incident took place, and this is where the Sons of Liberty protesters threw tea shipments into Boston Harbor in protest against the British-imposed Tea Act. And we ended up building a whole new country over this, too. Not too shabby. And it was on this day in 1962, Lawrence of Arabia, the big film directed by David Lean and starring Peter O'Toole, was released here in the United States. Classic movie, big production, huge film, and there was no female lead in the film because, well, quite frankly, the casting director couldn't find an actress who was prettier than Peter O'Toole.
That's amazing.
If you're one of those people who's wondering what kind of an upside-down world we're living in, when your government tells you they are not authorized to shoot down any of those drones, and we don't even know how many there are. I mean, from some descriptions, it sounds like it's hundreds of them. From others, thousands of them. And they've been plaguing mostly an area over New Jersey. We found some over on the West Coast, too, but not many. A Chinese citizen was caught flying a drone over Vandenberg Space Base, but that's Space Force Base, right? And I don't know any more about that story, just that there was a Chinese citizen who was apprehended after he was caught flying a drone over Vandenberg. Okay, that's one. But what is really going on with the drones over the East Coast? There's no real explanation of where they're coming from. There are theories. And I think the most alarming news I've gotten so far out of this, out of the presidential administration, the outgoing administration, allow me to emphasize that, because I take a lot of comfort in that, they're claiming they can't do anything about them. Now, there was an interview on CNN Friday with Alejandro Mayorkas, who has never once told the truth in his entire life. The guy is a clown. And he said that no matter what the intentions of the drones are, his ability to take them out of the sky is very limited. And this is despite the fact that widespread drone sightings over the Northeast have included one over a naval weapons station in New Jersey, among other places. And even the mainstream media is covering the story with the same degree of inquisition that people like you and I are. The mainstream media wants to know what these things are. Why are they there? Where are they coming from? What can we do about them? And the government is reassuring us by saying, we can't do anything about it. And they haven't caused any harm, so don't sweat it. Go about your lives, citizens. But even with all of this, Mayorkas says the federal government's hands are tied. And he was talking to Wolf Blitzer. Can't stand that little worm. But when he was talking with Blitzer, Mayorkas said, our authorities are very limited. We have various authorities that are discreet to their particular missions, We can't just shoot a drone out of the sky. Really? I'd like somebody to explain that to me. He says they're very, well, maybe drones in the sky, of course, but those are commercially available. One can go into a convenience store and buy a small drone. But these aren't the drones we're talking about. We're talking about these drones that are purported to be roughly 6 feet in length and width. Commercial-sized drones. Now, there is an emerging technology in drone use, and that is some of your fast food joints want to deliver things like pizzas with drones. And personally, I'm not really in favor of that. I used to fly. And, you know, more traffic in the sky, particularly what I would refer to as sky garbage, is just going to get in the way of things. But then again, if you're talking about a delivery drone, you're talking about an object that's not going to be cruising at very high altitude, okay? At least that's the theory. So this guy Mayorkas, he was just kind of basically blustering again. But he did call upon Congress to expand their abilities to shoot down drones. I will give him credit for that. He said those authorities need to be expanded. And this came after a statement by Mayorkas a few hours earlier in which he did say that the feds and local authorities continue to deploy personnel and technology to investigate the situation and confirm whether the reported drone flights are actually drones or are instead manned aircraft or otherwise inaccurate sightings. So suddenly we're seeing things. Well, in all truthfulness, when you're looking at the skies at night after it's already dark, it's pretty hard to tell what's up there. So Mayorkas added, he says, historically, we've experienced cases of mistaken identity where reported drones are, in fact, manned aircraft or facilities. Yeah, maybe. But not in this particular instance. So he continued by saying, we're supporting local law enforcement in New Jersey with numerous detection methods, but have not corroborated any of the reported visual sightings with electronic detection. So the move came amid demands from Donald Trump, believe it or not, that the Biden administration start shooting the drones down. Here's what he wrote. Here's what Trump wrote on Truth Social. He said, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know. And now, otherwise, shoot them down. Now, I think if you talk to most people on the street, they would agree with that. And this also comes after several incidents over the final 2 years of this horse crap administration in the White House. After they found the president coming under fire for preparedness against unmanned aircraft. Remember the big Chinese balloon incident? I don't think that's one we're going to forget anytime too soon. So, what is the deal? Why is this administration not concerned about these drones? That's no big deal. Go about your lives, citizens. There's nothing to see here. Now, an official who was briefed on the balloon incident said that the administration had attempted to keep it from the American public. Well, why? Why would they want to do that? And I have a theory. Tell me I'm wrong on this. They didn't want to let the public know about it because they, the government, the deep state, was afraid of losing control of us. So, there was an incident this year. A drone purportedly launched by a Chinese citizen captured images of the USS Ronald Reagan. Big aircraft carrier. And it was at a Japanese naval base. And the footage was posted to social media. So now we have drones reportedly flying over U.S. naval weapons stations. But not to worry. DHS secretary says, hey, it's okay. Nothing to worry about here. Although he would like additional authority to shoot drones down, were they to be something to worry about? Well, as you might expect, This entire incident now is spawning some conspiracy theories, one of which I read about Saturday night that interested me. What if, let's play a game of what if the deep state really didn't want to relinquish its control, its stranglehold on the country, on the government? Do you think that might be possible? You think that maybe, just maybe, the deep state doesn't want to let go? You know, I know it's remote, but play along with me here. Use your imagination a little bit. You think maybe it's possible the deep state doesn't want to let go? I mean, gee whiz, there have been two assassination attempts on President Trump. And the earliest one back on July 13th. I warned a long time ago, anything is possible with this bunch. The deep state is willing to do damn near anything to prevent Donald Trump from taking the White House. So this theory that I read, I wish I could remember who it was who came up with the theory, and he's a regular in alternate media, okay, conservative media. I'm trying to remember the name of the site, but I think it was the We Love Trump site. And this I found strangely possible. And that is, maybe the deep state is flying these drones with the idea in mind that they're going to scare the bejabbers out of certain sections of the country so that they could come in and declare martial law. Now, is that really, really feasible? No. Because the American people wouldn't buy that. You want to see an insurrection? That's the way you start it. But if we're going to go along with the idea in mind that the deep state is willing to do virtually anything, whatever it takes, to prevent Donald Trump from taking the White House. All right, why are these drones just showing up now? You would have to have been living under a rock for the last, I don't know, 20 years not to know who Van Jones is. He's a former Obama advisor. He's been on CNN now for the last several years. Just basically a political pundit. And he's not an idiot. Well, I don't know. I'd like to take that back. I think anybody who is in favor of socialism in its purest form is an idiot. So from that standpoint, Van Jones is an idiot. But I'm starting to look at this guy very differently. I think Van Jones is waking up. Could be wrong. But anyhow, over the weekend, he warned the political class that the strategies they believed would win over the American people are woefully outdated. Now, it's not just strategies, and this is what they don't get, they being those on the left. They don't understand that the reason Donald Trump won is because he is an advocate for the working man and woman. He's an advocate for the families. And, you know, let me do a little sidebar here real quickly, okay? I still hear a lot of criticism from people saying, well, Donald Trump just speaks funny. He speaks funny. That is because the man is a genius. Now, he's been hanging with Elon Musk a lot. Apparently, they're best buddies now, Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Well, they're both geniuses. And one thing you notice when you talk to people who are real geniuses, very often they have a little difficulty in communicating. It's interesting how Elon Musk, for instance, stutters a lot. Well, he doesn't have a stuttering problem. The guy's just a damn genius. Well, such is the case with Donald Trump. And people love to hate Donald Trump, and they hate him, without stopping to think that maybe part of his personality is a byproduct of his genius, okay? So now that we've made that point, the scene was the New York Times Deal Book Summit, and you had political figures offering their autopsies of why the Harris campaign failed, never mind that she's an idiot, and how the Trump campaign rode the wave of America's changing media. By changing media, we mean, of course, alternate media, that term that I just used a few minutes ago. And alternate media, in this particular case, would be somebody like a Joe Rogan. Megyn Kelly, look where she is now. She's on alternate media. She's on Sirius XM, but she's all over YouTube. And you really have to have some kind of a repellent on if you're not going to see Megyn Kelly. Every time you go to YouTube, she's there somewhere. So Megyn Kelly, I would argue, has far more influential power today than she ever had when she was with the nation's number one news network, which was Fox. So Jones is reeling in the wake of this landslide victory. And it was. By every sense of the word landslide, that election was a landslide victory for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump understands the American people. He gets it. And I just love the way he walked all over Kristen Welker when she did her interview on Meet the Press. Boy, that was a beautiful job on Donald Trump's part. But here's Van Jones. The first voice you hear, I don't know who this guy is, but he was the guy moderating this panel, and they were doing it by computer. So the audio on this is a little bit wonky, but it's still not hard to understand. But I want you to listen to Van Jones. He's the second voice you hear.
How the hell did Donald Trump figure out that the mainstream media is the fringe and the fringe is now the mainstream? How the hell was he, the 78-year-old guy who doesn't even have a computer and still like writes handwritten notes, how did he become the guy who cracked the code on, to your point, running a cultural, I don't even want to say campaign, running
It was a movement. The problem is you have a framework in your mind that how can Donald Trump? Guys, can we cut it out? Donald Trump is not an idiot. Donald Trump, let me just be very clear. Donald Trump is smarter than me, you, and all critics. You know why we know? Because he has the White House, the Senate, the House.
Totally agree.
Support, the popular vote. He has a massive media ecosystem bigger than the mainstream built around him and for him, and a religious fervor in a political movement around him. And he, his best buddy, is the richest person in the history of the world, and the most relevant Kennedy is with him. This dude is a phenomenon. He is the most powerful human on Earth and in our lifetime. And we're still saying, well, how is this guy? We look like idiots to ordinary
people. You're totally right.
Now, I'm sure you notice that what they're talking about here is how did Donald Trump win? Well, he went by going to the alternate media and got his message through to the people who have moved over to alternate media now. And that's all well and good. But the big point that was never made here, the big point that just was totally ignored because they, the left, can't seem to seize upon it, and that is Donald Trump understands the kitchen table issues that the American people voted on. Rising prices, withering jobs, withering pay, inflation. Yeah, okay, that's redundant, rising prices. It's hard to hold a job these days. The American people are being taken for a ride. The government continues to spend money on every other godforsaken corner of the planet, and we come in last in the government's priorities. The American people see this. They feel this. They experience it every single day. I mean, come on. Who among us is getting free medical care? Oh, but these people busting through our southern border, they get free medical care. They get free food. They get free education. They get free college education. This crap can no longer stand. The American people are this far from creating a real Boston Tea Party style revolution in this country. And this is something the left will never understand. So while Van Jones and his cronies over there on CNN and in these silly forums that they're holding are trying to figure out how they lost the election, they still don't understand. All they're talking about is strategy. That's all they're talking about, strategy on how to win an election. But they're not stopping to think about the very issues that tear at the heart of every living, breathing, working, hardworking American citizen, American taxpayer, American military veteran. They're just totally clueless. And quite frankly, I for one hope they stay that way. With this drone story being front and center in just about every form of media these days, and probably will be until we get some answers, there'll be a lot of anecdotal stories, and I have one here for you where a fed-up New Jersey sheriff said that he tried to track the mystery drones swarming the skies above his county, but they easily evaded the effort. Interesting. The Ocean County Sheriff's Office sent its own industrial-grade drone into the air. This was back on Thursday, in a bid to follow one of the 50 unmanned aerial vehicles that one of the local cops saw coming off of the ocean. Now, the sheriff is Michael Mastronardi. Oh, Mastronardi, I'm sorry. And the officer who saw this thing coming off the ocean alerted the state police, the FBI, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard officials then reported 13 drones with wingspans of 8 feet following one of their vessels, one of their boats. Now, the mysterious drones, which don't give off heat like more typical versions, quickly maneuvered out of their clutches. And Mastronardi told News Nation reporter Rich McHugh how these things were maneuvering. And McHugh then told the story Friday night to anchor Elizabeth Vargas, explaining he originally thought the drone hysteria might be a result of pranksters, until he saw them himself. He says, if this is not our military, then it's even more scary. These things look like they're fixed wing and they have multiple lights. I'm not really sure how to process what I saw last night. Both the photographer and I were kind of stunned. The SUV-sized unidentified aircraft have been buzzing New Jersey and panicking residents actually since, November 18th? Yeah. Now, theories about where the drones come from are, you know, about as many as you have people to express them. And some are believing that they may have been sent by foreign adversaries. Regardless of what the White House says, I mean, John Kirby, you know, the National Security Communications Advisor, he's up there. Nothing to see here. Go about your life, citizens. Yeah, John, pardon us while we don't necessarily take your word for it, okay? Says there's nothing to fear, and people may be imagining things. In other words, don't believe your lying eyes. He said most reports were likely to be cases where manned aircraft were mistaken for drones. I'm sorry, but you'd got to be an idiot to fall for that. And since then, drones have been sighted in at least 12 counties in New Jersey alone, as well as parts of eastern Pennsylvania, and they're seeing them now in upstate New York. If you don't think that the winds of change are blowing across this great land of ours, consider this. Just 3 squad members showed up to the farewells of ousted members who lost their Democratic primaries this year, and those would be Representatives Jamal Bowman of New York and Cori Bush of Missouri. Now, those 2 Democrats deliver their outgoing speeches to an empty congressional floor with only fellow squad members, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan being present. Hardly a groundswell of support. Now, Bowman's progressive stance on issues is said to be the culprit for his devastating loss. I mean, the person who pulled the fire alarm to stall a vote earlier this year, remember that? Has become so unpopular that AOC canceled an appearance she'd planned with him on election day. Bowman was also criticized for referring to Israel's war against Hamas as a genocide against Palestinians. Nobody's buying that. So in the case of Bush, she was the victim of her own self-inflicted wounds. I mean, according to GovTrack, Bush ranks as one of Missouri's least effective Congress members, with only a few of her bills advancing out of committee. During her time in office, the Department of Justice quietly launched an investigation into her bodyguard, questioning whether he provided any legitimate work despite receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars from her official office. And Bush also committed several notable blunders, not the least of which, confusing Memorial Day with Veterans Day in a social media post, struggling to understand the tax code during inquiries, and voicing unsolicited opinions on racial issues related to specific criminal cases. Now, the fighting within the squad caused friction among its members. You know, the old adage, divide and conquer, but they were dividing themselves. And that threatened their chance of a majority. So, a Democratic lawmaker told Politico, he says, nobody who cares about them tried to help, tried to stop them, tried to say, hey, there's a better way. You don't need to do this. You can advocate for your position without alienating the vast majority of voters. If you're going to start huge fights as opposed to governing, there are consequences. You know, it's like my favorite line from the late, great Walt Kelly, who used to draw the comic strip Pogo, which was really a political commentary comic strip. I'd say a comic strip ahead of its time. But I'll never forget during the Vietnam War years how critical he was of LBJ. And there was one line that if you've heard me quote it time and time again, if you're a regular listener to these blogcasts, and that is, we have met the enemy and he is us. Well, that right there, the squad, is a microcosm of that line. We have met the enemy and he is us. They continue to shoot themselves in the foot. And the fact that little by little, and that's the thing that surprises me, is that they've hung on as long as they have, but little by little, they are escorting themselves to their own extinction. For about a 25-year run up in Seattle, there was a fellow by the name of Bob Rivers who was doing the morning show on KJR, which was a rock station. Very funny man. And he had a side gig where he would produce record albums that were parodies of popular songs. But I think the best among them were the series that he did called Twisted Christmas. And I have a huge collection of songs from his Twisted Christmas albums. And I'm going to feature several of these between now and Christmas. And also sometime, probably the day before Christmas Eve, I may go ahead and play Frontier Christmas, which had nothing to do with Bob Rivers. But it was a Hudson and Landry classic from the 1970s. Frontier Christmas, man, I got so many requests for that in my years in radio. So today I want to play for you the most requested Bob Rivers song from the Twisted Christmas albums. This is it right here. And yes, it's a little bit blue, but it's hilarious.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
Office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna, put on some eye shade and join the parade. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
Oh, we we are going to have some fun between now and Christmas, I assure you. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's Bombastic Blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.